Battle Force. Okay, start it off. Start it off before I get like.
Oh, sorry. Okay. This is Colby Bros. We're crap. Yeah, bloopers. Why not?
Bloopers.
Screw it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. This is Colby Bros. Back at it.
I'm here.
Yeah.
My name's Aiden on it.
Screw the title. We don't need a title. Okay. So this is podcast where basically we talk about stuff that we don't even know what we're talking about. Like the title right now, I forgot what the title was.
It's Tier 2 versus something.
Yeah, and like, I know,
Overwatch.
But like the overall podcast title. Okay. Today we're brought to you, we have two special guests. We have Zayconic.
No.
And Evan Winters.
I love the winter time.
Yes, you do. And I hate it because I'm cold. All right. Topic we're discussing is Tier 2 versus Overwatch.
Yeah.
And Zayconic is just going to be our middleman.
Yep.
Yep. Just giving us like a little insight about it, even though that me and Evan know, Evan knows more Overwatch than TF2. I know more of TF2 than it.
And I have never played any of the games, but I know the gist of both of them and how most of them are both of them run and all that.
And we'll let Zayconic ask the questions, since that would just be rude if one of us only asked the questions.
Well, give me a quick explanation on both games. Let's go with Overwatch first.
Alright, so Overwatch is basically like your average offense versus defense game with lots of characters to choose from with different categories, like certain characters meant for defense, certain characters made for offense, and certain characters made for just basically defense, offense, your support, stuff like that. You got some game modes that will go into like both teams have to capture one point. One team has to defend a certain area while the other team has to push a payload to there. And you have other game modes that'll come in every now and then. It's basically like a just futuristic stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And, I haven't played it in about a year. I should probably get back onto that. But if I were to say one thing, every character has pretty unique in their own way.
Yeah. So for all your normies out there, we basically said, think of Call of Duty, I'm pretty sure y'all know what Call of Duty is. It's a good reactor. And you think of League of Legends, which I'm pretty sure y'all already know. That's one of the more popular games.
Yeah.
They have a lot of different kind of characters you can play with, different gameplay. And they have game modes, like this, like Call of Duty has. Like, you know, pushing the payload is basically doing, taking a bomb to another area, basically.
Yeah,
think of that.
Search and Destroy.
Search and Destroy.
Search and Destroy. TDM, which is Team Deathmatch, Free for All, Catch the Flag.
Just think about that.
Basically that.
Anyway, on to whatever the name of the other one was.
TF2. Wow, I am offended. All right, just like give a brief small explanation. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, TF2 is basically just imagine the silliness to the max. Okay, like even though there's only 9 characters, spy, soldier, medic. Heavy, Tyro, Sniper, Scout, Engineer, and Double Man. It's all 9, if I remember correctly. Even though there's only 9 classes, it is heckin' fun. Like, you'll play multiple hours of it. Because each class, unlike Overwatch, it's like, you have these specific classes for these specific things. Like, say, what would you say? Like, Soldier 76, is it? Yeah, like he's usually good for, you know, flanking or whatever, you know, giving a little support.
Yeah.
Well,
he's more like an all around character. Like,
And then usually you expect medics to be like the person in the back or whatever, just healing everyone. But you get battle medics sometimes, which is just weirdly insane. Where basically they equip the blue solder, which is if a dart hits an enemy player, they get 3 health back. So basically, it's just a machine gun of darts that heal you. And you just get these battle medics, you get these friendly hoobies who just give out sandwiches to the enemy team or your friendly team.
So basically,
chaotic good.
Yeah, so in the game of TF2, you can equip kind of different kind of things with certain characters, not all the 9 classes and all that.
Yeah,
and have custom kind of like things. It's not like Overwatch, because Overwatch you just have a specific character, they do that sort of thing. But they have more variety of characters. But what this other thing, they take the classes and you basically spend on how you want to play that class.
Yeah, like, well, you have quantity over quality. You got quality over quantity. Like, Overwatch is a dev made game where basically the devs make it, they improve it, whatever it is. Maybe add in some community suggestions, whatever. Well, TF2, it's basically Valve and the community who made this game all by themselves.
Yeah.
Like, you have community made hats, maps, weapons, you know, custom game modes, everything is.
Think of Photoshop and whatever. What was the other one? What's the other thing called?
Well, you had CTF, you got NVM, which is
made. No. There was something. There's another Photoshop that's like really like that. What you're saying right now?
Oh yeah, wasn't it
Steam Workshop? Or?
No,
it's SFM. Or SFM.
No, that's not Photoshop.
What do you mean Photoshop? What do you mean?
Hold up.
Are you talking about like
GIMP? There you go. So Photoshop and GIMP, they're like really good. Photo editing software, right?
Yeah.
Photoshop is specifically made by the devs, and they get some things as well from the community. But GIMP is basically a purely somehow the dev made it on it.
Yeah.
And mostly community. So that's what I'm saying. Let's think of those two. But those are like, because one is free. I know these are probably not free available, but like, you know what I'm saying.
Just giving a brief detail of two popular examples. And like in TF2 and Overwatch has also adapted this. They added an MVM, which is basically man versus machine. It can only cost $1 to do, but it's very fun. I would highly suggest if you ever want to do MVM playing. And Overwatch 2, was it that they added robots?
I think, yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, that thing's out already? Overwatch 2?
Wait, did they have it yet?
I'm not sure. I don't know much information on it yet.
Okay, we don't know the full details of it yet.
I've just seen that it's real.
Yeah.
Confirmed.
They added basically Overwatch versus bots type style, where basically you had to defend a point against those swarm of bots breaking open a door or whatever. And like, personally, in my personal opinion, I would love doing MVM more than Overwatch, because Overwatch, it's just like, you already have the whole 6v6. You already had to do all the teamwork and stuff. Yet in TF2, it's a 12v12, where basically you do whatever the crap you want. And then once you hit MVM, it's now like you have to work together to pull it off. And once you do, it just feels amazing.
Yeah. So, what is the most character because of how overpowered it is?
Trolger is the most annoying, and well, actually, Scout's being annoying, but yeah. I think Trolger is by far. No wait, bots are the worst. We all know that, but if you're talking about like class wise or whatever, it would be Soldier with the Trolger meta bug out.
Yeah, wasn't it like something about a rocket boot?
It was gunboats. It was Market Gardener and the rocket jumper. The rocket launcher.
Yeah, I think they do more damage because if they hit someone with.
If you rocket jump and Market Garden them, it's a critical.
Yeah, it is some kind of boot where you can jump and you like do a quick jump and like do it.
Yeah, rocket jump.
Yeah, a quick like rocket jump and you still hit someone.
Yeah, it's the kind of like rovers, basically. You had to manage the flank and also watch out for any other people who are coming in.
Overwatch.
So the most overpowered character?
Mm-hmm. Or like the most angel.
Okay, so if I were to say, a lot of people hate Bastion because he's overpowered.
Why?
Well, he's a tank character, so he has a lot of health.
Mm-hmm.
He can heal himself whenever he wants, and has.
Wait. A 10th character. Let me get this right. A 10th character is able to heal himself.
Yeah, that's one of his. That's one of his like secondary abilities. It's like one of his abilities. If he gets hit and he takes some damage, he can just hide behind somewhere and just hold down a button. He just heals himself.
What?
It does take time to heal yourself.
Yeah, but this is the exact same as TF2. Like, you have the conch for soldier, which over time, I think it's the conch anyways. Like, over time, you gain health. Mm-hmm. And for the heavy, you can have a lunchbox item, say the sandwich, which heals you up to 300 health. But this is hardly countered by the fact that as a heavy, if you have your lunchbox item, say this, like the sandwich, it has a 30 seconds recharge time, and it takes about 3 seconds to use whatever. So basically, if you're in a corner or whatever, and some guy finds you, you will easily be screwed.
Yeah.
And also, if you say you need health and you're at like 50 health or whatever, it's still balanced because you still need to get to health pack and time and everything. So it's really balanced, but if you pull it off, it's good for pushing.
Yeah.
Let's
see.
And back to the Bastion thing, sorry.
So not only can he heal himself as one of his secondary abilities, his other ability is he won't be able to move. He'll stay in one place, but he'll just turn into a flipping minigun, and you just spray people down, and it melts their health bar.
That's probably worse than
completely melts them.
Pocket medics.
Yeah,
and that's why it like works so well with Reinhardt, because Reinhardt is another tank character that can pull down put down a shield.
Yeah, big old shield.
And bash. And if y'all are playing on a like a payload game mode, you just sit on top. You and Reinhardt. Sit on top of the payload while it moves towards the enemies. Reinhardt puts down a shield, you turn into a minigun, and you laser people down.
Okay. Yeah. Your normies right there. A pocket medic is a medic that follows only one character and heals them.
Yeah, pocket medics are by far the worst because, one, they don't spread heals. Two, they only stick to, like, hoovy mains, remember? Since usually hoovy main, they are really tanky character, and if you pour a lot of arrows in, they are deal to reckon. And usually they just fall around and everything, and while at the time, the other players, your teammates are just dying, bleeding on the floor with 1 HP. You just have this pocket medic being like, oh yeah, I'm gonna Uber you. Woo! No, yeah. You can't just pocket him. That's unfair. Haha, pocket go boop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's the other thing? What's the
meta?
What's the meta?
Yeah, like meta classes or whatever.
What's the meta class?
Well, I haven't played Overwatch in a while, so I wouldn't know the current meta. But last time I did play, what was the meta? I think it was was it like a Pharah and Mercy? I'm not sure. Mercy and Genji?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Apparently they're like a really good combo with everything.
Oh yeah. Mercy stays behind and just and shoots people, but mostly stays behind cover. Genji goes in, slashes people to death. If he gets shot, he just deflects the bullets with his katana and melts them with their own bullets. If he gets hit a couple times, he just flipping like dashes back, and he gets healed by Mercy in like 2 seconds. Goes back in, does the same thing.
Did they nerf him yet?
I think they did nerf Genji. I'm not sure.
All right.
Yeah.
What's the meta in TF2?
I would say. Like, Trolldeer has died off, but, like, when Sans is a popular TF2 guy, made the whole Trolldeer, and I think everyone just hopped on it, like it was some sort of money train or whatever. Mm-hmm. Now it's died off a bit, so you don't see as many Trolldeers anymore. Mm-hmm. But other than that, I think meta would be just basic Demo Knights. I know Pyro is a really good, like, buddy system, you know? Like, Genji and Mercy. Like, those are over, like, a little bit overpowered, but Pyro is basically where you get an Engie and a Pyro. The Pyro spy checks in it, whatever, but if you get the Homebreaker, which is basically just a sledgehammer, they will also be able to help the engineer out by destroying zappers, and zappers are basically things that can render a building useless, like dispensers, sentries, and teleporters.
Yeah.
So yeah, I think that would be, if you ever get a Pyro, you should, you know, like, welcome them with open arms.
Yeah. But yeah, I think that's kind of about all the questions I really do have. So anything else you want to, like, talk about?
I would say if you get a good team, like, sometimes you get veterans in both games, you know, like those guys who know the lay of the map, like the back of the hand, whatever. And veterans can easily, by far, just all by themselves, and Hoobie veterans, or like Hoobie, I wouldn't say gods or whatever, but just Hoobie veterans are by far the most feared, since those guys, if you just get a little medic right behind you, like, not a pocket medic, but if you get like a good medic, they can absolutely just pub stomp the server without even saying a single word. They can just absolutely go on, like, kill streaks galore.
Yeah.
So yeah, those guys are pretty feared. But...
anything from Overwatch, man?
Not really. I really don't know much. Well, what else probably to say?
Well,
okay. We're time to wrap this up. Anything you want to add at all?
About, oh.
Yeah, just personal opinions or whatever.
My personal opinion, they are both really good games. I want
to
say that.
Yeah, and then also just add on to this, despite TF2 being a very old game, like, even though we haven't added this on, TF2 has been over a decade old, and yet it is still fun as heck.
Also, I recommend playing both games, even though, Overwatch costs a lot of money. Maybe if you can't really buy the game, maybe check out the game, check out videos on it, or go to someone's house.
Or you go to TF2 because it's free.
Yeah, it's a free, free game.
And if you ever wanted to, premium is only $5.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Just check out both games and all that. Get your own opinion. This is our own personal opinion and all that. That's about it. Like, I really gotta say, this is your podcast, so.
Yeah, I know. But thank you for helping us out. Thank you, Evan and Daconic, for joining us on this podcast. And
thanks for having me, man.
Yeah, thank you for sharing some light on these two video games, giving a personal opinion, and also telling some good questions, actually. So the next time we check in, we will talk about Papa John's versus Pizza Hut.
One's going to talk Pizza Hut. Be silent.
Who is going to be Pizza Hut or Hut the Pizza or whatever?
Never.
All right. Never. I hope all of you have a great day. If you don't have a great day, please look up our merch store, gaming.city.com, or gamingcity at plushies.com to get some adorable little plushies and marketable TF2 plushies. No, I don't want to be marketable TF2 plushies. Like those memes. All right. But this is Colby Rose, your host, signing off. Peace. Bloopers.